let us start from more or less a new inyan. M'chol heiche del chalukim l'chatois loy mitzvarfi. We had a memre of Rab Zeire, or Rab Asi, that if you had two dvorim, and if each one would be a shiur chi of korban, one would have to bring two chatois. So they said a cheshbin that if each one is a chatzi shiur, they are not mitztaref. That was the yisod that Rab Zeire said, that kol heiched the chalukin lechatois, if it has a shem of two chatoim, legabi the chiyav of two chatois, so if there will be two chatzi shiurim, it will not be mitztaref. So the Gemara asks, is this yisoy chu? B'chol heicha d'chalukin l'chatois loy mitztarfi. For asnan, we learned in the Mishnah in Chrisus. Ochal chaylev v'chaylev behelem echot. A person ate two zeisim of chaylev behelem echot in one halome. In between, he did not realize that he was over achet. Einei chayev ela achas. So when he finds out, when there's a yediyah sachet, he brings one korban for both achilas. Ochal chaylev v'dam v'noyser pigul behelem echot. If he ate a few minim behelem echot, each one is a different chet. Chayev or kol achas v'achas. Because each one is a different shem, each one is a different chet. So memela there's a chiyev korban on each min. Zu chaymer b'minim harbei mimin echot. Here we find a chumre and aloche by different minim than by the same min. The same min is one korban behelem echot. Different minim, there are different korbanos. V'zu chaymer b'min echot miminim harbei. But in another case, we will see there's a chumre of one min over minim harbei. And what is the chumre? Shim ochal chatzi zayis. If a person ate a chatzi zayis, v'chozar v'ochal chatzi zayis, in toich kedei achilas pras, he ate another chatzi zayis, is the halach is as follows. Mimin echad, if the both zaysim were from the same mean, chay, so they become mitzurit. So it's considered he ate a shir zayis that's chay of a korban, and he brings a korban. Mishnei minim, but what if he ate from two different minim? So then the halach is potter, because these two minim do not become mitzarev, not become mitzurev, to add up to a shir chiyuv, because each one does not have the shir chiyuv. Vavinimbo. So when we learned this Mishnah, we asked Akasha, Mimin echot chayev tzricha lameima. Why does the Tanna have to tell us that if a person ate a chatzi zayis, v'chozar v'ochel chatzi zayis, mimin echot is chayev? He poshet, he ate, it was called an achila achas. It was in the zman tziruf of kedei achilas pras, so he ate a zayis b'achila achas, so he's chayev a korban. So what is the chiddush of the Tanna? V'omar eish lokish mishum bar tutni, hoche b'mayaskinen kigoyin she'ochloi b'shnei tamchuyim. Here we are speaking about that this mean echod was prepared differently in two eifanim of bishul. Let's say we're speaking about chaylev, so one half zayis was roasted, the other half zayis was cooked. Rabbi Yeshua hi, the omar tamchuyin mechalkin. And it's going according to Rabbi Yeshua that he holds such a svar if a person will eat two zaysim of chaylev, one zayis was tzoli, one zayis was mevushel. So Rabbi Yeshua says, tamchuyim mechalkim, that since they were prepared in two different eifanim, so it is considered like two different averis, even though the shame is a shame echot, it's one iser of chaylev, but it's called, it's not considered one big achile, it's called two different achiles, two different shkoges, and one is chayiv, two kobots. is Mahu de Taima. So I could think, if Rabbi Yeshua was Machadish, that Tamchuim Mechalkim, it makes it a din of two minim, or my Rabbi Yeshua Bein Lekula Bein Lechumra, that Rabbi Yeshua is the din, is Lechumra, as we had mentioned before, that one will bring two Korbonis and two Tamchuim, and Lekula also. If one will bring, will eat a half a Zayis of Tzli, and the other half Zayis of Shaluk, I would think that he did not become Mitzurah, because it has a din of Tuminim. Kamash Malon, the Lekula Loyoma. He only said this din Lechumra, it's Chalukim Lechatois. But Afal Pikein, it's Mitzurah. He says, so the din Tziruf is not totally in the din of Chalukim Lechatois. You could bring two Chatois on it if either were two Shiurim. But Afal Pikein, it does become Mitzurah. Frag de Gemara, v'hoche de chalukim lechatois v'kom etztarfi. So we see, so this is the Kasha and Rab Zeire. He says, Rab Zeire had said this yesoid, chalukim lechatois v'loim etztarfim. He said this yesoid, something that's chaluk lechatois. If one would bring two chatois, it is impossible for it to become etzurif. V'hoche de chalukim lechatois v'kom etztarfi. Omalei, so he told the Mar Arei Shemasni Lo Vikashalei. You learned that this memre of Reish Lakish Mishum Bar Tutni was said to be explained the Reisha. And the Reisha says that what? It's speaking about Minechod Mitztarev, and we're saying Minechod is Mitztarev Vashnei Tamchuyim. So Memele Yevakashe, even though it's Chalukim Lechatois, it's Mitztarev. Anna Naseifem Asninolo. We learned that this Memra of Reish Lakish, B'Shem Bar Tutni, was said on the Seifem. Memeve Loikashalon, Mfakert, so it's not Shver. What was said on the Seifem? The Seifem says, Mishnei Minim Potter. If a person ate achatzi zayis mishnei minim potter. So he has to kasha tzricha lameima. It has to say, if a person ate a half a zayis of chaylev and a half a zayis of dam, that it's not mitzurif, hashtaitzach it's not mitzurif, because you don't have a sheer chiyuv of any yisa. V'omar reish lokish mishum bar tutni lo'oilom miminechot. That what it says in the sefer mishnei minim. He's calling shnei minim that something in yesod is amin echot. V'amai kori lei shnei minim she'ochlei b'shnei tamchunyim v'rabi yeshui dama tamchunyim mechalkim. So in the category of shnei minim, he's including amin echot that was prepared b'shnei tamchunyim. And he's telling us that even that is ein mitztarev. V'hokamash malon, and that's what he's coming to tell us. The Omar Rabbi Yeshua, bein lekule, bein lechumre, the Rabbi Yeshua holds, bein lekule, bein lechumre. So just like, shnei tamchuyim, are chalukim lechatois, that's the chumre, so shnei tamchuyim, lekule has a din of shnei minim, ואין מצטרפת. So forget, we see from the Sefer, הרי יותר הבזירה. The Kivin, the Chalukim, לחתויס, אין מצטרפת. Let us see Rashi. הוכי גרסינית, וכל היכה, the Chalukim, לחתויס, לא מצטרפי, והוסנן, חילה וחילה, שני זייסים, והפסיק ביניהם יויסר, מכדי אכילס פרס. And when is it called shtei achilas, that you have to have a chiddush din, that you chayev one kolb? That there was a hefsik b'neim yoyser michdei achilas prats. We said, let's say he ate the first zayis 1 o'clock to 1:01. And then let us assume that the shir kedei achilas prats is 9 minutes. So then he waited a period of 9 minutes and it became 10 after 1. And then he started eating the second Zayas. So the second Zayas is more than a 9-minute span than the end of the first Zayas. So there's no connection whatsoever with the first Zayas. The Havalu Shtei Achilas. So that's called Chaylev V'Chaylev, is Chayev Kol B'Nechot, since it was V'Helem Echot. Then he brings down a second in, Sheim Ochel, that's the Kule of Min Echot, by Shtei Achilas. The Chumra of Min Echot, Sheim Ochel Chatzi Zayis, V'Chozar V'Ochel Chatzi Zayis, V'Yosei Helem, U'Chigoyin Shelo Yishoho Mitchilosoi Shel Rishayim, Atzoiv Gemar Achilas Achoyin, Yosei Michdei Achilas Pras, Miminechod mitzdalfim. In order to, that both achilas should be mitzurif, to be considered one achila, so we have to have in the 9-minute period that again he started to eat the half a zayis 1 o'clock, and he ate, finished the half zayis 1:01, and the other half zayis was finished by 1:09. So memela, so it comes out these two half zayisim were eaten in the shir of achilas pras, and they are mitzvah. So the Gemara asks, Tzricha l'meima, why does he have to tell us that min echad is mitzvah? Hochod achila, it's one achila. The bishdei achila is leke l'man diyom achayiv. You can't say he's speaking about that he ate two chatzi zeisim after Shir Achilas Praz, because no one will ever say Yechayiv. So Kochach was eaten b'seich k'day Shir Achilas Praz. So it's one Achila. So why does he have to tell us that Yechayiv? Tutni Shem Chochem. So the Gemara had answered that the Reisha is going according to Rabbi Yeshua. That Rabbi Yeshua holds Shnei Tamchuyim. Shnei Minei Tavshel. Echot Tzli v'Echot Sholok. Rabbi Yeshua Bekrisos the Omar Tamchuyim Mechalkim. That he holds Tamchuyim Mechalkim. Loichol Shnei Zeisim Bela Mechot B'Shnei Tamchuyim L'chayiv Shtei Chatois. Pitzlich Elash Meinom Delinyin Chatzi Shir Mitztarfi. The Mardetayim Abein Lekula Kihoche Abein Lechum Chigoyin Shir Sholem Om Rabbi Yeshua Dechalukim Heim. The Gabi Shnei Chatzoi Shir Potter, I would think just like the Chalukim Lachatois, it's also Potter. V'hainu kule, v'gabi shnei zeisim shleim chayiv shtayim, v'hainu chumre. So the Gemara, so we see that he only said lechumre, not lekule. So the Gemara asks, so we see from here that afo pishe Chalukim Lachatois mitztarfik. So the Gemara says, Reish Lakish, you learned Reish Lakish, areishe masni lo de Reish Lakish. And he learned as a seif masnina lo v'layit merochi. He did not learn the way you learned. Mimin echot chayiv pshite avemotzi lameima hamoni rabin gamliyeli kedamrinim besomach. So we'll see later on Omet Beis Bald what the chiddush of rabin gamliyel is. So that would have been a teretz on min echot. Anan a seif masnina lo. That we learned that it's going on the Sefer, and it's going on the Sefer to tell us that Shnei Tamchuyim has a din of Shnei Minim, and just like a Shnei Minim Lagabi Chiluk Chatoi, he has a din of Shnei Minim Lagabi, that it's not Mitzurif. So Taisa says, Afilu Areisha have a Motzi Lashnui. We could have said that it's going on the Reisha. Ki Goin Sha'ochloi B'Shnei Tamchuyim. Betakets ochloi b'shnei tamchuyim. The Reisha says, min echod is mitzurif, ula afuki mide Rabbi Yeshua. Fakert. That the Reisha is telling us, that means we would have the same lomdis and we could still be going on the Reisha. The Reisha is telling us, since we don't hold like Rabbi Yeshua, and we don't hold tamchuyim mechalkim, is therefore, is mitztalfi, ula afuki mide Rabbi Yeshua. Doma tamchuyim mechalkin, afilu lekule, el denechilukmi, ki Rabbi Yeshua. He wants, so the male we could have gone on the Reisha, and brought down the same chiddush that mitoch shechalukim lechatois is a mitztarfin, and we hold it's mitztarf because hold it's not chalukim lechatois, but the Gemara wanted it should go according to Rabbi Yeshua. Mishnei minim, that's when someone is moirer, the Gemara is just moving the memra of Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish had said a memra. Omar Reish Lakish mishum ba'atutni yochem ha'eskini goin sha'ochloi b'shnei tamchuyim v'rab Yeshua. Min Reish Lakish said mishem ba'atutni that it is going according to Rabbi Yeshua. The shail is, was this memra said on the Reish, was this memra said on the Sefer? Taisus is asking, we could have said a different memra in Gansen. I mean, that's not the memra that was said. That's why L'chayre, the Gemara, had to say, it wasn't said on the Reish, it was said on the Sefer. Mishnei minim pshita. So the Gemara says, Reish Lakish was going on the Sefer, and the Kasha on the Sefer was, why does he have to tell us Mishnei minim eina mitztarfe? Af al gav. So it's telling us it's minechod in shnei tamchuyim. Svektachtoises, what's the pshita? Af al gav de linyin malkis mitztarfe? Shnei minim le'inyan malkis, a person will have a half a zayis of chaylev, a half a zayis of dam, he'll get malkis. Kedamrinim beperik pasra de mesechtes avoy de zore be mesechtes mila, le'inyan kol be pshita le'i de'im et staf. And that's only le'gabi malkis, not le'gabi kol. What is pshat and teisvis? What is the difference? L'monim shech, if le'gabi malkis it's mitzaref, so why le'gabi kol it's not mitzaref? But if one looks in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah says as follows, that if a person eats a half a zayis of chaylev and a half a zayis of dam, so besides the lav of chaylev and besides the lav of dam, which he wasn't over here, because he only ate a half a zayis of each, but he's over the lav of leisoichlu kol tayeva, chaylev kol davar shetiavti loch. Kol min shetiyavti loch is an iser achile. So memele, so since chaylev and dam are minim that the Torah was mesayiv lachile, so if a person eats a half a zayis of chaylev and half a zayis of dam, so he made an achila of dvorim misuavim. Kol shetiyavti loch. So memele, therefore he'll get malchus out that lav. That lav is a lav that is mechayiv malkis. But legabi the din kolbin, there's only a chiyiv kolbin on a kezayis of chaylev and a kezayis of dam. So therefore the Gemara asked a meir di kekashe, so it's pshita, that by shnei minim, it's eimet starfen, versteht sich, you don't have a kezayis of chaylev, you don't have a kezayis of dam. So therefore the Gemara said that the seife is also koilu, min echad b'shnei tamchuyim. That the Tana also includes in shnei minim. And he wants to tell us that ein mitztarfi. Zog the Gemara weiter. Michlal de reishe min echad v'tamchuy echad. So it comes out the reishe that says, if the Sefer that says Shnei Minim Eino Mitztalfin, so you're telling me Shnei Minim Eino Mitztalfin means that it's really a Min Echad Shnei Tamchuyim. That's what the Tanna calls, that falls into the category of Shnei Minim Eino Mitztalfin. So what does the Reisha that says Min Echad Mitztalfin? So min echad means it's mamisha min echad v'tamchuy echad, because if it's shnei tamchuyim, so it's a din of shnei minim. So frek the Gemara, min echad v'tamchuy echad tzricha l'meimah. So let's get back to the Reisha. So what is the chiddush of the Reisha? The Reisha is telling us, if now you're telling me that the Tanna calls shnei minim min echad shnei tamchuyim, that's called shnei minim. So min echad is min echad v'tamchuy echad. So he's telling me if a person ate a half a zayis chaylev, and toich kedei shir achilas prasi ate up another half a zayis, so he brings the korban tzricha l'meima. So what's the chiddush? אמר אבונה אוכה במייסקינן כגוין שאויסו לא ידיע בינתיים. It is speaking about that he, after he ate a chatzi zayis, he had a yediyah that he had eaten a chatzi zayis. And the lady eats another chatzi zayis. The Rabban Gamliel, the Omar, ein yediyah la chatzi shir. It's going according to Rabban Gamliel, that Rabban Gamliel says that in order to the yediyah that is mechalik bein ha'alomis, if there are two alomis, and there's a yediyah bintayim, one brings two kolbonis, that is davke a yediyah's chet. If a person ate a zayis of chaylev, and then he found out that he ate a zayis of chaylev, and then he again ate another zayis of chaylev. So the yediyah bintayim makes it for two shkogis, because there was a yediyah bintayim. Then it's takke chalukim lechatois. So then he'll bring two kobonis if there's a yediyah bintayim because there were two alomas. But if a person ate a half a zayis and then he found out that he had eaten a half a zayis of chaylev, so that is not considered a yediyah schet because a half a zayis is only a chatzi shir. That's not called a yediyah schet shechayov and all of kol. And then later he ate another half a zayis. So Rabbi Gamliel holds, ein yediyah lachatzi shir. So this yediyah is not mafrid, is not mavdil between the two chatzi shiurim, and it's mitzarif. So that is the chiddush of the reish. Min echad, even though there was a yediyah bein tayim, afal pikein mitzarfin, ein yediyah lachatzi shir. Let us see Rashi. Michlal de reishe de omar chayiv. Min echot v'tamche yechot. Bit me ye. So what is the chiddush? So the Gemara answers she'oise lo yediye bein shnei chatzo yishir. The itzterich lashmi inon. He's coming to tell us the yitzar, the litzar fu. What's the chiddush? The salke daita chamina. Ho yulu b'shiyurim shleimim. If the same thing would have occurred by two kizaisim, chalukim lechatoi, so the yediyah bintayim makes it for two shkogais, and you bring two kobonis. Hachinami loylit starfi, so here also should be loylit starfi. Takal tislamdis, mitoich shechalukim lechatoi, loylit starfi. Gemash melon, the hosom, avi yediyah. There, if there was he ate a zayis. If he ate a zayis, and then there was a yediyah, so there was a yediyah schet, so a yediyah schet is mavdol between the two achilas. Ava yediyah schatzi shir lav yediyah. This is not considered a yediyah schet, because there's no chiyav kobna na chatzi shir, so mamela this yediyah is not mafred and mavdol, so it's mitzdarfi. Zog toisvis, Mechlal de reishe min echot v'tamchui echot. So the Gemara, so what's the chiddush? Le'el le'boi le'mefrech. The Gemara had a problem on the sefer. What's the chiddush to say sefer shnei minim? So my answer shnei minim is min echot v'shnei tamchui. So the Gemara is not, so what's the chiddush in the reishe? Before we had started off that we had the problem in the reishe, what's the chiddush min echot mitzaret? So we said shnei tamchuyim. There the Gemara did not ask, no, if it's speaking about shnei min echad or shnei tamchuyim, that's mitzvah. So the Sefer is speaking about shnei min. What's the chiddush shnei min in my mitzvah? The Gemara didn't ask that kasha. La'el lo'boilem mifrach michlal de Sefer mishnei min in mishnei tamchuyim tzricha l'meima. Shleicho shlahari kim de lo'ikoi yochi. Since michlal de sekimte doesn't remain, so the Gemara was not marich to be miyashiv the Yakimta according to the Seifa also. Although the Dachsim of the Ritva says that the Gemara, Bechlal on the Seifa wouldn't be Akasha, because Amol, the Tana is says over the Seifa, Agav Reish, even though there's no Chiddush in the Seifa. But a Reish, Agav Seifa, that's not the Derech Halimut, so therefore the Gemara asked, the Reish has to have a Pshat. The Reish is too posh. Zogt die Gemara weiter. Itmar Ochal shnei zeisi chaylev behelem echot. A person ate shnei zeisi chaylev behelem echot. So far, according to our knowledge in Chiyuvi Kabonis, if a person ate shnei zeisi chaylev behelem echot, so since this is a shame echot, he brings one kobe. That is, we heard this before, that's the chaymish neiminim iminechad binechad. The person each neizei secheil belamechad, he brings one kol. V'noida aloi al horishin. And when he found out that he had eaten chaylev, he first found out about the first eyes. V'chozav v'noida aloi al hashen. Then he found out about the second zayis. That means the yediyah isachet did not come simultaneously. He did not find out, he had eaten two chizaisim b'shoigig, but he did not find out that he had eaten two chizaisim b'shoigig. First he found out about one zayis, then he found out about the second, then he found out about the second zayis. Rabbi Yochanan Omar Chayev Shtayim. Rabbi Yochanan says he's Chayev two korbanos. Since when he found out about the first Zayis, he was unaware of the achil of the second Zayis, so he's Mechuyev already a korban on the first Zayis. So Memele, that Chayev remains. So even though later he found out about the second Zayis, is the Kobin that he became Nischayev al Yidei Hayidiyah from the first Zayis, will not pata the second Zayis. Learning this Gemara, we will have problems in the Gemara we learned yesterday. We'll see the Rishayim as Tekashe. But let us first try to have this Gemara claw on our heads. So Rabbi Yochanan says that if he found out there were two achila of two zaysim, was noideloi al orishen v'chazal v'noideloi al asheni, Rabbi Yochanan omar chayiv shtayim. V'reish lokish omar einoi chayiv elo achas. Reish lokish says he found out after the first achila he found out first about the first achila, and then 5 minutes later he found about the second achila. Einei chayiv ela achas. Rabbi Yochanan and Oma chayiv, so the Gemara brings a posik. Al chatosai veheivi. He brings a kolbin on each chet. On each chet he brings a kolbin. We'll see in Rashi, in Rabbeinu Chananel, how we know this is speaking about such a case. But Al Koponim, Rabbi Yochanan has this posik, Al Chatosoi Vehevi, he has to bring a korban on each chet. V'Reish Lakish Omar Potter. Reish Lakish says that he is Potter. He can patter the second Achille, even though he had found out about the first achila first, because it says mechatosoi is a loshin miktsas chatosoi. He had found out about miktsas chatos. He didn't find out about everything he had done. He had found out he had eaten two zeisi chaylev, and he found out miktsas chatosoi. He found out about a mitzas of the chet he was oiv. He found out about one zayis he had eaten. V'nislach loy, and he can become niskaper on everything. Not nislach miktsosoi, nislach in ganzen. Even though there was a yediyah on a mitzas achet, al koponim, it could be nislach loy on the whole chet. Before we see Rashi, which is a little bit complicated, let us see the Rabbeinu Chananel. Itma, Ochal beizei seichelev behelem echot. V'noida loy al horishayn, v'chozar v'noida loy al hasheni. Rabbi Yochanan oimer chayiv shtayim, reish lokish oimer einei chayiv ela achas. Rabbi Yochanan oimer yediye mechalekes. The yediye, that what he found out about the first kizayis, that's mechalek. Leficha chayiv shtayim. Reish lokish oimer ein yediye mechalekes, ve'ein chayiv ela chatas achas. Rav Yochanan Dorish al chatosoi veheidi. So here the Rabbi Nechananel says along this. Kiven shenoida loy chatosoi. Since he found out about his chet, nischayevbo. So the yediye, a person becomes mechuyev a kolben, Oy hoyda ilav chatosay, im hoyda ilav chatosay. A person becomes mechuyev a kolban when he finds out about the chet. Then the chiyev kolban is chal. Is kiven shenoida loy chatosay. Since he found out about the chet, oy is nitzchayev bo. So he became mechuyev to bring a kolban. Uchshi yisvada loy hashniyeh. When he'll find out about the second chet, oid mischayevo. So then he'll be mechuyev on the second one. But a different kol. Dein odom poireya choyvei bameshek val mischayevo. That means since he already became mechuyev, a kolbin for the first zayis, so he cannot pay up with this kolbin the second Zayis. Before we go further, I'd like to tell you how the Afike Yom learns Pshat in this Rabbein Luchanan. He wants to say Rabbi Yochanan holds, when a person eats two Zayisei Chelev Behelem Echot. So he says Rabbi Yochanan held that Be'etzem there are two Achilas. There are two Chatoim. And theoretically, even though it was behelem echot, he should really be mechuyev to chatoy. He did to chatoy, he ate to zeisim. So he says, but that is a chiddush ha-toire, that if simultaneously he became mischayev a kolben on both achilas, that means he ate zayis aleph 1 o'clock. He ate Zayis Beis, 2 o'clock. 3 o'clock, he found out that he ate Zayis Aleph and Beis. So, in Bibasacha, simultaneously, he became Chalachiev Kolben for Zayis Aleph and for Zayis Beis. So, the Torah said, since the Chiyuv was Chal Bibasachas with the Yediyah, so you could patter this Chiyuv with one Kol. Which is in Yisod HaChiddush, but that's the din of Helam Echad. So Rabbi Yochanan held, but what is if he didn't find out simultaneously? If he found out 3 o'clock about Zayis Aleph, so he became Mechuyev HaKolben for Zayis Aleph 3 o'clock, and 4 o'clock he finds out about Zayis Beis, so 4 o'clock he comes Mechuyev HaKolben for Zayis Beis, so then he has to bring 2 korbanos. That is the svara of Rabbi Yochanan, according to the Rabbi Nechanan. The Reish Lokish Dorish Mechatosoi V'nislachloi Shehu Behelem Echot Shehu Behelem Echot Chatos Echotu U'mechatosoi V'nislach Korinem Bei. So the Afike Yom wants to say Pshat that Reish Lakish held in Lomdus Fakert. In Lomdus, since he ate 2 zeisim behelem echot, it is considered like one big maisa achila. It's like one chet. It's the helem echot makes it, the chiddush of helem echot is not a chiddush that one can patter with one kolben to chiyuvim,
But the chiddush is that it's considered one mechayev.
Is mechatosoi.
So it's called he did one big chet.
Mechatosoi. So now if we found out about part of the chet, there was a yediyah about mitzas chatos. He found out that we sang the two zeisim is like one big chet.
So mechatosoi, if he found out about part of the chet,
the nislach loy, so he can, that he could be nischaper on the whole chet.
That means the yediyah of a chelek of the chet can pater the whole chet.
That is the way the Rabbi Nachmanel seems to learn pshat in the Gemara. But let us learn further in the Gemara. Let us have the whole sugya, the whole hekif of the sugya on our heads before we see Rashi. Frag the Gemara weiter. So each one is bringing a posik. Al chatosai means he has to bring al chatosai, al kol chet vechet. And mechatosai means that even though there's only a idea of mitzvah hachet, it's v'nislach lo. Fragt die Gemara, v'reish lokish hoksiv al chatosai v'hevi. It seems that al chatosai, for each chet you have to bring a kol. So the Gemara answers, ahu la'acha kapore. That is speaking about that he had brought already a kapore. He had brought a kolben. He found out about the first ayis. He was mafrish a kolben on the first ayis. And he was makrib the kolben on the first ayis. And then he found out about the second ayis. He has to bring a new kolben on the second ayis. But that's after he was makrib a kolben. Ahu la'achar kapor, after he was niskapel. On the first Zayas, he found out about the second Zayas, then he has to bring a new kol. Ula Rabbi Yochanan Nami, Hoksiv, Mecha Tosoi, V'nislach Loi. Rabbi Yochanan, we see that even though there was only a Mikzas Yediyah, V'nislach Loi. So Rabbi Yochanan says, yes, there is in a certain instance where this is true. Hoche B'mayas Kinet. The posik is speaking about such a case. Kigoin sheochal kizayis umachze. A person ate a zayis and a half of chaylev. V'noidaloi al kizayis, and he found out about the kizayis. That means he had eaten a zayis umachze, two pieces of fat. One was a zayis, one was a half a zayis. And after eating both pieces, the zayis and the half zayis, he's informed, you know, the zayis that you had eaten was chaylev. Fine. But he did not know anything about the half zayis. V'chozar v'ochel kachatzi zayis, acha. Then he ate a third half zayis, a second half zayis. Behelomoy shel sheini. But the second half zayis was eaten when he was still unaware that the first half zayis was also a half zayis of chaylev. And the second half zayis was eaten toich achilas pras of the first half zayis. So l'chayre, we would think, he's chayev a kolben, for the ischayva kolben, for the second zayis that he had eaten. Is mahu de taimel itztal, for I would think that the two have zayisim ha-metzurev, it's mean echot, b'chdei achilos pras, b'halom ma'achas, what more do you need? Kamash melon, that they're not metzurev. And what is the lomdis? Is oisaveinik, Rashi seems to say, that the lomdus is as follows, that's this pasuk mecha tosoi v'nislach loy. When he had eaten desires, and when he had eaten desires and a half, and found out about desires, that's mecha tosoi, did not find out about the complete chet, desires and a half, he found out about
desires. So even if you would bring, let's say, a korban on this zayis, so the half zayis which was eaten, behelim echod, together with this zayis, becomes niskaper al yedei the korban that he brought on the zayis. This half zayis, since it was eaten behelim echod biyachad im hazayis, so it becomes a tuffel to the zayis. It doesn't have achshivis bifnei atzmoi. So the korban that was brought on the Zayas is mechaper the potential that this half Zayas has. This half Zayas is a potential machayev of another kolb. If it'll be mitzurif with another half Zayas. And it was mitzurif tak with another half Zayas. So here there's a gzeiras akosav mechatosa even islachloi. Even though the kolben was brought on the zayis of the achila, and on the half zayis there wasn't even a kolben, it's v'nislach lo and the half zayis also. The half zayis becomes nischapa al yedei havos kolben on the zayis. So Rabbi Yochanan says, you're bringing to me a pasuk, that the pasuk is telling us that even though there was a yediyah on a mitzvah chet, but the whole chet can be mischapa. He says, not the way you said, Pshat. If there was a yediyah on one zayis, then the other zayis needs a new kolben. But the mechatosev and nislachay is speaking about that there was a zayis and a half zayis. The yediyah on the half zayis, and even the havos kolben on the half, the yediyah on the zayis, and the havos kolben on the zayis is mechapa. V'nislach loy on the other half zayis that was eaten together with it, and it doesn't have to bring a kolben, even though it's mitzurif with a second half zayis. That's what Rabbi Yochanan did with this drosha. Now let us go further. Amar loy Ravina leRavashi. This machloikis between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. The Isyadale, when he found out about the second Zayas, we hear via Machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, Ochal Shnei Zayas Echeilu Behele Mechot, V'noida Loi Ala Rishon, V'chozal V'noida Loi Ala Sheini. This V'chozal V'noida Loi Ala Sheini, that Rabbi Yochanan says you bring two Kolbonis, and Reish Lakish says you bring a Kolbon Echot. So Ravina es Ravashi, the Isyadale, when did he find out about the second Zayas? Koidem Afrosha Pligi? Is it speaking about that as yet he wasn't Mafreshakob? He had just found out about the first Zayas. And then a minute later he found out about a second Zayas. Ubaha Pligi, in this, a machlekes in such a case. The mouth of Rabbi Yochanan holds Yediyah's Machalkos. Since there was a Yediyah, La'achar, the Zayas Rishoine, so we'll say Nadar Ben Hananel Svoros, he already became a Chuyah, but Kolbman won the Zayas Rishoine. So even though a minute later he found out about the Zayas Niyah, but he's a Chuyah won the Kolbman. Umar Sova, Hafroshis Machalkos. And Reish Lakish says, no, a Yediyah is not Mechalik. Even though he's Mechuyiv, the Yediyah is Mechayiv HaKolben, if he'll find out before he was Mafrish the Kolben on the first Zayas, he can still bring one Kolben, he could be Mafrish, one Kolben on both Zaysim. But if he was Mafrish already a Kolben, that means he found out he ate one Zayas 1 o'clock. Second Zayas, 2 o'clock. 3 o'clock, he reminded him, he found out about the first Zayas. A minute after three, he was Mafrish HaKolben on the first Zayas. 2 minutes after three, he finds out about the second Zayas. So then, Reish Lakish says, Afroshis Mechalkes. Umar Sova Afroshis Mechalkes. Avola Acher Afroshe. But if he was Mafrish Take, 2 minutes after three, he was Mafrish HaKolben on the first Zayas, and then he found out about the second Zayas. Moidele Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan de Chayiv Shtayim. Then Reish Lakish is Moidele Rabbi Yochanan de Chayiv Shtayim. So the whole machloikis between Rabbi Yechon and Reish Lakish is if you say Yediyas Mechalkis, but Afroshis Azichem Mechalkis. Oy Dilma, maybe not. I'm not learning the correct pshat in the machloikis. Could be the Isyadale, that what Rabbi Yechon said, that Yochayev two Kolbonis, if he found out afterwards about the second Kizayas, this Yadelei La'acher Afrosha Pligi. Not he found out after the Yediyah of the first Zayas. He found out after he was Mafrish a Kolben on the first Zayas. Then he found out about the second Zayas. Uba'a Pligi, the Marsova Afrosha is Mechalkei. That Rabbi Yochanan hold, if there was Afrosha already on the first Zayas, then he cannot use this Kolben for the second Zayas. He has to bring a new Kolben. Omar Sovin Reish Lakish says no, even though he was mafreshed for Zayas Aleph, if he found out about Zayas Beis, it could be mechaper on Zayas Beis. Aber kapar is mechalkes. But if he was makriv the kolban on Zayas Aleph, and then he found out about Zayas Beis, then he has to bring two kolbonis. Avul koidem afroshet. But if he found out about the second Zayas, before he was mafresh a kolben on the first Zayis, moide le Rabbi Yochanan le Reish Lakish de mechayev elach. Oy dilma, or he had a third tzad, Ravine. Or maybe, kolbonis, he holds that even though there was a yediyah bin time, that's all. It's yediyahs mechalkes. And Reish Lakish that says that he can bring one korban, he holds afilo hafroshes ein mechalkes, only kaporis mechalkes. Aydilme bein bezu machloikes. So Ravine had three stodim in the machloikes between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Tzad number one is, the machloikes is, if yediyas mechalkes, but everyone holds hafroshes mechalkes. Tzad number two, the machloikis is if afroshes mechalkis, but everyone holds yediyas einam mechalkis. And tzad number three is, this, each one goes to its own extreme. Rabbi Yochanan holds afilo yediyas mechalkis, Reish Lakish holds afilo afroshes einam mechalkis. That is the three tzadim that Ravina had in this machloikis. Amalei, so Ravashi told him, Mistavre, you know, the svar is bein bezu machlekes. Mistaver is that taka each one is going to the extreme. The isal kedai toch koidem afroshe pligi, if you'll say that the whole machlekes is only if yediyas machalkes. Aval acher afroshe moidele Reish Lakish l'Rabbi Yochanan b'chayiv shtayim. Reish Lakish is moide, that if he was mafresh already a kolben on one, and then he found out about the second Zayas, he has to bring a new kolben. So let us go back. We had asked the kasha on Reish Lakish. Hoksiv al chatosei vehevi. So Reish Lakish says, you know when you have to bring two kolbonis, so hu la'acha kapoga, that's after, if he was brought to kapoga already, he was makriv with the kolben, then he has to bring a new kolben on the second one. Ademuki leikro la'acha kapoga. Why did Reish Lakish have to zet ein? The posik is speaking about after he brought the kolben. If you say that everyone holds afroshes mechalkis, look me la'acher afroshe. Let him say, you know, this posik is speaking about when he was mafresh a kolben on the first one, and then he found out about the second one, so he has to bring a second one. Why does he say it's speaking about that he, not only he was mafresh the kolben, he was makrib the kolben? So vaistois, Reish Lakish holds, afroshes ein the machalkes. That's why he said he got stuck with the posik. So the posik is speaking about that he brought already the kapore. So you see the Reish Lakish holds, afroshes machalkes. Now, let us see what Rabbi Yochanan holds. V'acher afroshe pligi, if we will say that the whole machloikis is only if afroshe is mechalkis. Avol koidem afroshe moidele Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish dei nechai v'lachas, but koidem afroshe. If there was only a yediyah alone, so a yediyah is eine mechalkis according to Rabbi Yochanan, So let us go back on the kasha we asked on Rabbi Yochanan. We asked the kasha on Rabbi Yochanan, what do you do? Mechatosoi v'nislachloi. Mechatosoi v'nislachloi means, even though there was a yidiyana mitzvah chatosoi, it's nislachloi. So Rabbi Yochanan said the posik is speaking about it was a yidiyana zayis. So Memele, he doesn't have to bring a korban on the other half of a Zayis with a lumdis, because the half Zayis becomes nigra in nitpal to the Zayis. If Rabbi Yochanan does not hold Yedis Machalkais, Adem Muki Leikro Beke Zayis Umachze, look me, Koide Matroshe. Let him say that the Pasuk is speaking about Take two Zayisim, the way Resh Lakish said it's speaking about two Zayisim. But if there was a yediyah on one zayis, you can still bring, even though meichatos say there was a yediyah on a mitzvah chet, there's v'nislach loy on the whole chet, since it was only a yediyah, and yediyah is ein mechalkes. And if Rabbi Yochanan had to say that this pasuk is speaking about a zayis or machte, so vaystoy, that's the only case that a yediyah machnishkalya by a chatzi zayis. But by a Zayis, a Diyah will be Mekalko. So Memelis of the Gemara was poshet from what? The way we had verenfeld the two psukim according to Rabbi Yochanan and Resh Lakish, we see that Rabbi Yochanan holds a full of Yediyas Mechalkes, and Resh Lakish holds a full of Afroshes Mechalkes. That's how he was poshet Ravashi. So Ravina told him, that's not right. He told them, V'dilma svuki misafkelei. Maybe, just like I don't understand Pshat and Rabbi Yochanan and Resh Lakish, I had three tzadim. So maybe the Gemara was the one that started speaking about the psukim, diagnosing the psukim. What will Rabbi Yochanan do with Resh Lakish's pasuk? What will Resh Lakish do with Rabbi Yochanan's pasuk? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yechon will say that this posuk is speaking about a kezayis amachze, Resh Lakish will say this posuk is speaking about after kapore. So the Dilmi, you know why the Gemara said such a kimtis? Because the Gemara also didn't know what they hold. Svuki misavkelei. The Gemara was, the Talzim, when he said these terutzim and these two psukim, he himself was mesupik by Rabbi Yechon, also by Resh Lakish holds. The intim tzalei makama. That means he said, "Intim tzoloi makoydem afrosha pligi bo Rabbi Yochanan." If we will say that Rabbi Yochanan holds afilu koydem afrosha, he holds the ideas machalkes. Is heichim muki leikro? Because I say, how will he set time the pasuk? Because I is a machzer. V'intim tzoloi me laachar afrosha pligi. Resh Lakish heichim muki leikro. Laachar kapor. If you say there's a machlokes laachar afrosha. And Resh Lakish holds a fill of la'ach afrosha, also you bring one korban. So what do you do with the posik al chatosai? So Kochet speaking about la'ach kapora. So the way we have this girsa in the Gemara, this is Rashi's girsa. So he says, so the shakla of the time the Gemara is that the Ravashi wanted to be poishit from the oifen, the way the Gemara was metaritz, the two psukim alibe both on the omrim, so we can see Tabatavayu pligi, and Ravina said, it's not right. It could be the Gemara was matatz, but the Gemara was also misupi. The Gemara didn't know clearly what they hold. So the Gemara wanted it for emfer, b'choloi fanim, what Rabbi Yochanan could do with that posik, and what Resh Lakish could do with that posik. Abolafiyemis could be that pligi. So, the way it comes out, we don't know really what the machloikis is. Now let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi. V'chazal v'noidaloi. Zot Rashi lekamen boilei. This noidaloi. I koidem shifrish kol ben al yediyah rishoyne. Did he find out koidem shifrish kol ben al yediyah rishoyne? O kesavar yediyahis mechalkois lechatois. And he holds, Rabbi Yechon holds yediyahis mechalkois lechatois. Va'af al pi shaloi hoysa yediyah bein achila la'achila. Even though there wasn't a yediyah by the achilas, both achilas were behelam echad. But if there was a yediyah
a yediyah after both achilas. So there's a din yediyahs mechalkes. Oy liyacher afroshe, or maybe Rabbi Yochanan is speaking about lach afroshe. A kesava afroshe is mechalkes. So now Rashi asks a kasha that we had learned yesterday. Abaye v'rove spoke about a case. Kotzar, let's say there was a k'tzire b'shigiga Shabbos. There was a k'tzire netchina b'shigiga Shabbos z'doin malachis. That means that for that k'tzire netchina is only chayev one korban because of shigiga Shabbos. V'chazar v'kotzar v'tochen k'groigris b'zdoin Shabbos v'shigiga malachis. And later there was a second k'tzire netchina that was b'shigiges malachis. For this k'tzira t'chine, theoretically, you chayev two kobonis. V'noid aloi al k'tzira o t'chine shal shigiges Shabbos uzdoin malachis. First he found out about the first k'tzira t'chine of shigiges malachis. V'chaza v'noid aloi al k'tzira o t'chine shal zdoin Shabbos v'shigiges malachis. And then he found out, he was mafresh one kobon, l'chayre, it was Mafresh van Kolben. That's how Taisvus learned Pshat. We learned Taisvus yesterday. And then he found out about the Shigiges Melochis. So it says over here, Klo, that the Kolben, on the Kolben, that he was Mafresh, if you learn speaking about Afrosha, the Kolben he was Mafresh, and the Shigigas Shabbos will patter the two kobonis that he would have been mechuyev on the shigigais malachis, and we learned along this yesterday. Because everything was done by Helamecha. So here we see Klo, that Sai Abaye and Sai Rove hold the way we learned yesterday in Taisvis, that Afil Afroshis ainu mechalkis. So what's happening over here? So Rashi asks this kasha. So Rashi asks, V'hod Abaye v'rove da omri la'el v'noid aloi al achas mem. I'm very sorry. Rashi asks from a different member of Abaye v'rove, the member of Abaye v'rove daf ayin aleph omed aleph. There we were speaking about he ate three zeisei chaylev behelem echot. And there it says as follows. It says, ochal shnei zeisei chaylev behelem echot. He ate two zeisei chaylev behelem echot, v'noid aloi al achas mehem, and he found out about the first one, v'chozar, he didn't find out about the second one, v'chozar v'ochel kezayis belomei shel sheni. So Rav says, if he brings a kolben on the first one, maybe kolben al rishin, rishin v'sheni miskapre. Gimel eine miskapre. And then Abayi says, I feel the gimel is also miskapre. But al koponim, it says klo v'noida loy al harishin. He found out about the first kolben. He saw kaponim the first kolben is mechapa for the first two achilas, even though there was a yediyah. There was a yediyah between the yediyah of the first kolben and the yediyah of the second kolben. That is Rashi's kasha. V'hod abay v'rove da omri la'el v'noida loy al achas mehen. V'chazar v'yochal alme v'chadu d'mechayev. And here we have a machlokes. So Rashi says as follows: Isviralu plukta d'Rabbi Yochanan v'Reish Lakish b'koydem afroshim. So we have here a pilpul in the Gemara of Rabbi Yochanan v'Reish Lakish are speaking about if yediyas machalkes. So inu d'ame k'Reish Lakish. So you have to say they hold like Reish Lakish because they zicher do not hold yediyas machalkes. Was neidolei ala rishain, in the rishin kempata, and then he found out about the sheni, in the rishin kempata, the sheni also. So, koch, they both hold like Reish Lakish. Inami sviralu de la achar afroshe pligi. A filler you'll say. Or else you could say de la achar afroshe pligi. That the machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish is after Afroshe, v'inu dom ha'kaidem Afroshe noida l'sheni, v'divrei hakel ein chalukim l'chatos. And it could be he found out about the second one before the Hafrosha on the first one. Divrei Hakol Ein Chalukim L'chatoi. So Rashi says Pshat, that Abaye V'Rove Zicha hold Yediyas Eino Mechalkes. Now you have to know if they hold like only like Rish Lakish, or could be they hold like Rabbi Yochanan also. But that's how Rashi puts it away, but they Zicha hold Ein Yediyas Mechalkes. Al Chatosai V'Hevi. So Rashi brings down the pasuk. Vehevi korbono isires izim tmimo nekeva. Al chatosi yashechot. So what's the al chatosi yashechot? Mashme al kol chatos vechatos yovi. Rashi weiss to chesep is a different drosh, not the way the lomdus of the Bein Chananel is kvan is chayiv. It seems al chatosi yashechot there's a mashmois that you bring on each chet. Exactly what the mashmois is, I don't know. But that's the drosh. You bring on al mashma al kol chatas v'chatas yovi. There were two chatois, and you have to bring on each chatas. Mei chatosoi v'nislach loi, afilu loi hevi ela al mitzas chatosoi. Hevi would mean over here, afilu loi hifrish ela al mitzas chatosoi. V'nislach lo yalkula. Kamash melom, v'hai chatzi zayis. So the Gemara says, what does Rabbi Yochanan do with this posek of mechatosu v'nislach lo? That is speaking about yeda zayis v'chatzi, and then later yeda another chatzi zayis, v'noyde lo yal zayis l'shoyna. Kamash melom, v'hai chatzi zayis, that the chatzi zayis im zayis kamo shayach. Boso yediye kamaisa, after the first yediye, so the schatzi zayis becomes nigrara nitpal to the first kezayis. Va'ave ki'ilu noidele alakel. So even though he only found out about the first zayis, but it's kilu noidele alakel. So the kapora on the first ayis will be mechapa on the half a zayis also. Do avi maisi kolben avi mechapa bahadei the zayis. But loishem yediyah. Fully never found out about it. The pochas mikashir loy choshev. Avo kezayis loy mechapa beloy yediyah. A kezayis does not become a chuper without knowing about it. Ilkach lo yisyad alei bahadei. So since he didn't find out about it, together with the first zayis, elozeh chazeh, so then you say, have a yediyah ismechalkes. So then Rabbi Yochanan, you say, ismechalkes. So now Rabbina es Ravashi disyad alei alasheini, koidim shivrish kolbna yediyah rishayna pligi. Did he find out before he was mafrish to kolb? So the Gemara says, I'll prove it to you. That the Batavaya plea. Ah, the Muki. Why did Rish Lakish say that the Pasuk Al Chatosei is speaking about La'acha Kapore? Kipachin Elele Rish Lakish. Before we ask the Kasha Rish Lakish, Ksiv Al Chatosei Behemi. V'kim Neshitze, the Talmud, so the Talmud said, it's speaking about La'acha Kapore. He brings a second Korban if he already brought a Kapore on the first Zayin. Why do you have to say La'acha Kapore? Look, me belacha hafroshe. Aval hash de dokim ne belacha kapore. Shema min ad pshita le bnei a yeshiva she sidra agmore. The lacha hafroshe. Nami poter ish lokish with one korban. He only chayev two korbonis if it was laacha kapore. Hochi garsinem besporim yeshonim. So the gemore is no. How do you know from that what the gemore said pshat in the posuk according to Rish Lakish, that Rish Lakish holds afil afrosh esayin mechalkes. V'du mesfuki mesavkelu. The Gemara alone was mesupik. V'im timtzoloi mekoma. They're saying, im timtzoloi mekoidem afrosh epligi. If you, that was shot in the Gemara. If you'll say that is a machlokes koidem afrosh, so Rabbi Yochanan and Echi mukilo lekro, because I is a machtze. That means if the machlokes is koidem afrosh, if he is mechalkes, so then Rabbi Yochanan, how will he that time the post mecha tosoi? So he'll that time because I is a machzeh. But by two zeisim, you bring two kobonas. אם תמצא לוי מאחר הפרוש הפליגי, ריש לוקי שייך מוקי לוי לקרוא, ולאחר כפור. פוחי פירוש, זה סבשה עוד הגמור עשיים. ודור מלבני תמוד אינמי מסבקל ופלוקת את רבי איך נבר שלוקיש. You wanted a proof on the Terutzim and the Psukim that Betavayu Pligi. No, maybe the Bnei Talmud did not, themselves did not know Pshat and the Machlekes of Rabbi Yechon Lishlokis. But my, Ki Eiche de Mesav Kalei Ledidi, just like I'm a Supiki, Bekoidem, Belachi, Betavayu. V'chi Porich Bala Talmud Rabbi Yechon, Nami, and the Gemara is Takash, according to Rabbi Yechon, V'oksiv Mechatosi V'nislach Lo, you see, that even though there was the idea of a mitzvah chet, it's v'nislach lo and the whole thing. U'mishani lo b'kezai samachze. Why did the Gemara say kezai samachze? B'losh nintim tzolay me'poch lo y'mishani lo. V'ochi koma. We have a pshit alon. If we will say, v'lach afroshe hu demechayiv. We have a pshit. If it would have been poshetos v'lach afroshe hu demechayiv Rabbi Yochanan tarti. Davka lach afroshe Rabbi Yochanan schayiv tu. Aber bekoidem afroshe moidel reish lokish, zen lahave koshel amidi. Then the posik bucha wouldn't be schwer. Du kimne mechatosev nisach le bekoidem afroshe. And Rabbi Yochanan himself holds ideas eino mechalkes. Aber hashte kashtom, but we're saying, maybe intim tzoloi mebach boi de ravine, de bekoidem afroshe nami pligi. Maybe Rabbi Yochanan holds ideas mechalkes. Boma Rabbi Yochanan chayiv shtayim, that a fellow after a yediyah, he also has to bring two kabbonis. So then, if that's what Rabbi Yechon holds, heichi muki lekro, so what is he going to do with the pasuk? The mechatose v'nislach loy, mechatose v'nislach loy, he seems to hold, even though there's a mikzas yediyah, it could be nislach loy and the whole chet. B'shon ilay, if Rabbi Yechon holds yediyahs mechalkis, so he'll have to use this pasuk, because I is a machzeh. This is what he means to say. Afilu im timtza loim, afilu you will say, the koidem afrosha lechude pligi, the whole machloikis is only koidem afrosha, vidis mechalkis. Inami bitavayu pligi, ike lo ukme bekezai sumacht. So Mel, that's why, in order to faemfel these two tzodim, if koidem afrosha pligi, or bitavayu pligi, so therefore, he had to say that the pasuk is speaking about because I is a machzeh. He didn't have another eitz according to Rabbi Yechon. Leishlokish nami ki porich lei talmude hoksiv al chatosei vehevi. When the Gemara asked the kasha on Leishlokish, it says al chatosei vehevi, you bring al kol chet vehevi. Bishon elei bala talmud b'la'acha kapore. And the Gemara said that it's speaking about when do you bring two chatois? If he was maybe one kapora, then you bring another chavis. It's not muchach that that's the only tet. Leilum svuki misavkalei b'may pligi. Kilodidi, the Gemara was misupik, the way I was misupik. Obeim tim tzoloi meporach. But the Gemara asked, but what will you say if the alach afrosh pligi? So what is Reish Lakish going to do with the posik? Mishani, vachikom. Im tim tzoloi meporach. If we will say lachav prosh nami pligi, that what the lachav prosh potilei bechav kob, the hashalek look me lekod the mechayiv lachav prosh, because the pasuk says al chatos. You can't say somebody after prosh Reish Lakish says you also bring one kob. Is Reish Lakish heich mukilei lahaiko kloima b'mai mukilei? Vishoni lei afilum timtzoloima belach afroshe pligi ikilo ukme belach kapore. He could, that's it, I'm speaking about belach kapore.